I was just telling Mitch ahead of time, I am probably going to be using the word monkey hammered entirely too much in today's backtesting episode, but that's okay because we got a lot to talk about this week, right? The market is just gangbusters up and then gangbusters down twice as hard. And with that being said, there probably were some opportunities for you to take some profit and probably a couple opportunities where it didn't work out so well. But let's do this. If you are here, I would love to backtest your stocks. So I'm going to need your help. I need you to go into the chat box right now before we get started and type in your favorite stock, the one that you actually made money on this week, whether it's long, whether it's short. Let's go ahead and backtest it. And then also the one that didn't work out so well for you this week, because I bet there were a couple of those. So do me a favor, in the chat box, I need your help in order to make this work. So put in your favorite stock, put in the one that took your lunch money, and when we get back, we're going to start backtesting those guys right here on Live Backtesting.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you ready to finally learn how the market really works? Well, now's your chance. I have a free book for you over at secretinvestingbook.com. And this outlines 13 of the biggest secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know, like how to get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. This is everything you're going to need all in one place. And the way to get this is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. Now, this book is free. It is free for you. I paid for the book. I just need you to help me out by covering the shipping from my office to your house. So go to Secret Investing Book right now. Get your free copy today, and I'll ship this out right away, and you can get the positively unfair advantage in the stock market by reading these 13 secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. So get your free book over at secretinvestingbook.com today.
The How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast is now exclusively on ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance, and that's where you can find us every single week over at ShareVision.com. Just head to ShareVision.com to learn more and type in 10-Minute Stock Trader in the search bar. Come like and subscribe. I can't wait to see you over there at ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance.
Well, I know this week has probably been a week that you might want to forget, but I'll tell you, there are lots of opportunities out there, and you guys know that too, right? Lots of opportunities to be short, lots of opportunities and maybe some inverse ETFs, and definitely lots of opportunities if you are a proud owner of some puts this week. So in the chat, like I said, go ahead and put the stocks that worked out for you, long or short, either way, put the stocks that worked not so well for you. And also, I did want to mention, before the end of the episode, I want to give you a free copy, a free paperback copy with an ASMR of my book, The Secret Investing Book. But I'll tell you how to get that just a little bit. So thank you guys for coming today. Let me check out who is here. Lord Byron says, yo, it's that kind of week, yo, for sure. Kevin is looking in Google. MD's looking at the coin. Lord Byron's up on HMX and down on the Riot. We got Hal looking at CGEM. We got DK looking at Moz. We got Jay, one of my friends over at the 10-Minute Trading Room. And we got D. Patra, also one of my friends in the trading room. And Maria. Hey, good to see you, Maria. We got PayPal. We got BBWI. We got all kinds of stuff to look at today. So let's get into it. But before we do, I want to give you my perspective on the market. So there's so much going on right now, so much noise. Where do you even begin? Well, for me, I look at the market. When I'm trading, I'm always starting with the market. I learned this from, every market wizard out there, right? You read the books. I had the opportunity to speak with several of them and learn directly from them, but it always starts with the market. If the market is bearish, you need to trade in a bearish fashion. Whether you're selling stocks to get to cash, whether you're buying puts, whether you're short selling stocks, you need to figure out a way to not be long in a market like this. So how do we quantify this? The way that I do it is I look at the 10-day exponential, which is the blue line. And if it's crossed under the black line, that is a bearish setup. And then if price is under the red line, which is the 50-day exponential, that tells me this is a bearish trend and has been a bearish trend since, what was the last day it was even crossed over? The last day was April 19th. We had that little bull run right up into there, right? Little bull run there. And then April 19th is when we got our short signal. And since then, it's just going down. So write these down for the next time you see maybe some long opportunities come through. You want to see the 10, cross the 20, and you want to see price over the 50. That's what matters. That's when you're back in a bull market. But until then, don't even try to buy anything. You buy anything right now, you're going to get monkey hammered. There's the first one. Actually, let's do this. If we're going to play a little game, actually. If you guys haven't hit the like button, if you hear me say monkey hammered, very gently tap the like button. I don't want you to smash it. I know how much those iPhones cost. Very gently tap the like button when you hear me say monkey hammered. So let's get into this. Clearly the market's bearish right now. I've got a few trades on. I am short W via puts, which has been really great. It's down like 14% today. Monster move down. And check this out. W, and I back tested this, which is why I'm into it. This stock has only gone down, right? Maybe if you're holding W, you don't want to hear that, but I mean, clearly it's true. W is down from $350 down to $50. And I mean, it got cut in half in the last couple of weeks even. Also, I am short by, and you'll enjoy this, a broken wing butterfly spread in the SPY, in the Qs, and in the IWMs. The reason I went for the broken wing butterfly spread is because this trade profits actually more if prices come back up. And my break-even points are all at the 10-day exponential. So if you guys know how a broken wing butterfly works, it actually could be about five times as much if prices come up, but a little bit if prices go down. So that's the only trades I got on right now. I got three broken wing butterflies. I got one long puts in W. What do you have? Let's talk about it, right? Trying to find the button here. There we go. All right. I'm going to need you guys to come through on the chat. We got plenty of people here. Tell me your favorite stock this week, the one that you made money on, and also tell me the stock that just did not work for you, the one that cost you a little bit of money. It's okay. There's no judgment here. We've got Kevin wants to take a look at GPS, Google and GPS. All right. Well, let's start at the top. We're going to work our way down, and we're going to start with Kevin's Google, G-O-G-L. I assume that's Google. It could be something else. I know that's not the Golden Ocean Group. Okay, I was thinking two G's, G-O-O-G-L. Oh, look at this, Kevin. Very cool. So this is like one of the few stocks that's bullish out there right now, as you can see, because the 10-day is crossed over the 20, price is over the 50, right? Now let's go to our strategy tester here, Kevin. And I'm going to move everything out of the way to just be the screen, and I'll show you how we're going to build this up. We're going to go to condition, price, close, greater than, indicator, 10-day exponential. Then we're going to have an exit signal of condition, price, close, less than, indicator, 10-day. Oh, you know what? I messed up. Hang on. Let me clean this up so it's only the 10-day so it's easier for us to see. All right. So what you see on the lines here is just the 10-day exponential. Okay. Let me start that over again. Add condition, price, close, greater than indicator 10, add script, add parameter, condition, price, close, less than indicator 10. Okay, cool. So the entry signals are anything crossing above the blue line. The exit signals are anything crossing below and closing below the blue line. So this is definitely on right now. And we're going to go for at least 1,000 candles. That's about 4 years of data. And we see here positive 27%. That was Kevin. Yeah. Positive 27% for you, Kevin, right there. Now, also, this number next to it, this is random entries and random exits, right? Between 1,000 candles to go to now, which we have no control over, the stock has gone up 75%. But what we do have control over is our entry and exit points here, which is still up a respectable 27%. So, Kevin, that's a great one there. And as you can see, that backtest is still valid, rolling into earnings. Backtest potential shows it could hit up to 18. So we'll see. We'll see. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Putting that out there. Okay. Very cool, Kevin. Thank you for that. And if you want to get your stocks backtested, you need to go into the chat box, put in your favorite stock of the week, the one that you made some money on, put in also the stock that did not work out well for you. And if I say the words monkey hammer, very gently tap the like button. That's our game for the day. Very gently tap the monkey hammer button. Oh, I got you there, didn't I? All right, MD wants to look at coin. Let's take a look at coin. All right, so Coinbase. I mean, everything crypto-related is getting monkey hammered. And as you can see, it was up at 342. Now it's down to 60. It's a very bearish setup right now. The stock is down 82% in the last 1,000 candles. The strategy hasn't performed much better, but it is still better at negative 25%. So, MD, this one is just not looking like something I want to trade. But if it comes back over 79-ish, which is a big if at this point, it might be an opportunity to go long. So, MD, thank you for that. Lord Byron. I love that name, Lord Byron. H-I-M-X. All right. Whoa. You don't see this too often. Look at that just like nearly vertical line in H-I-M-X. 40% on the backtest. 40.6. That's a pretty strong backtest right there, Lord Byron. Following the 10 days. Open and closure. Now let's take a look at Riot. Okay, Riot has definitely come down. It was up around, let's call it $20 or so. Now we're down to 7. I mean, that's down like 70-something percent in the last few weeks. When was that? April? That was last month. It's come down 70-something percent in a month. Yet, this is why we backtest. This is why we backtest. I want you guys to focus on this number right here. The backtested results show 579% gain versus the stock being up 6% in the last 1,000 candles. Lord Byron, you may come through with the gold star winner for today. Up 579%, whereas the stock's up only 6%. So even though it didn't work out well for you this week, that's okay because this stock is very tradable if you wait for the 10-day to cross over. Lord Byron, nailed it today. Good one. Hal. Hal wants to look at CEGM. I typed in Hal. C-G-E. Come on, fingers. There we go. I typed in Hal. That was my bad. Oh, wow. How does this one have infinity percent return? It's 339,433% return. Something's up with this data. I'm not trusting this data on this one, Hal. I apologize, but I don't believe that data right there. Something's up with that. Throw another one in the chat. Let's take a look at it. DK's looking at Moz. M-O-S. Oh, I've traded this one. Got some notes on there. All right. Moz is up 101%. Not quite as much as the stock, but like I say, that's a random entry point to today, 1,000 candles. But following this strategy, up 101%. Not bad, DK. I like that one. And it's still open right now, so check it out. Well, actually, no. We got the exit signal right now today. Here's the exit signal right here today. So be careful on this one, DK. My friend Jay wants to take a look at BBWI. Ooh, Jay, this one's not looking so hot at all. What happened here? It's got earnings. Okay. But following the 10-day, Jay, we're looking at 35.91%. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But now is not the time for it. D-Patcher wants to look at AMD. AMD is one of everyone's favorites, right? AMD was one of my biggest winners last year, too. 92%. Not too bad at all. Can't complain about that. Now, of course, it's not 600% like the stock is, but like I say, that's a random entry, random exit 1,000 candles ago. We do have control over 92%. I like that one, D-Patcher. Thank you for that. Maria, good to see you. GRVI. Yep, Grove Inc. Whoa, that's a good one, Maria. This has a really, really strong... not a cup and handle, but this is like the cup side of the cup and handle, as you can see right there. That's really strong, though. But the back test is negative 37%. So be careful on that one. It looks really strong right now, but be careful on it. D-Patch was looking at PayPal. All right, PayPal. Wow, PayPal's performance is 4% down. This strategy is up 6%. So not a huge winner, but definitely has positive expectancy, which is what we're looking for in the back test. So that was a good one there. Kevin wants to look at GPS. Oh, snap. I got all my notes on there. Let me clean this up real quick. Oh, Chris traded this bad boy short. I can tell you that. Remove all annotations. Okay. This is why I was trading it short. Negative 68% on the back test versus 57% on the stock itself. So neither one of these are great numbers, Kevin. I would be careful on that one. By the way, if you are enjoying this, definitely don't monkey hammer the like button. Don't monkey hammer it. Very gently tap it. All right, let's go to the next one here. Let's go to Amazonia. Let's look at BCC. All right, BCC. Okay, so this is one where I like to point this out. The stock's up 71%. The strategy is down negative 16%. That doesn't mean the strategy doesn't work. That just means that for this stock, the strategy is not the right strategy for it. So what I would do in this case is if I really wanted to own BCC, I would take a look at the 5-day, the 10-day, the 20-day, the 50-day, find what works. And once I see historical results that show a positive expectancy, that's the way I would trade it. So thank you for that, Azonia. That was a really good one. Amazonia, that was a good one. I would think my wife is a Amazonia as many Amazon packages I get. I don't know about you guys. Okay, Ted, take a look at B-Big. B-Big, positive, 184%. The stock is down 63%. This is why I am such an advocate for backtesting. Talk about a difference between those two. So yeah, this strategy historically has worked really well for B-Big. So check that one out, Ted. Thank you for that. Okay, Dan. Dan's talking about getting monkey hammered on TTWO. All right. Well, Dan, listen. I wouldn't have blamed you for going short on it because it's been in a downward trend. If I were trading earnings, which I don't, I would have traded it the same way. But who knows, right? Things like that happen. Now, this strategy doesn't work well with the stock, negative 21%. But give it a shot, Dan. Check out the 5 or the 20 or something else. Maybe you'll find one that works really, really well for it. So thanks for that, Dan. You prefer a footprint chart. That's awesome. That's my baby. All right. Let's look at DC's picks of NVIDIA. NVDA. Oh, this is one of those stocks I like to use for examples. Check this out. It's gone down 51% in the last few months, right? I mean, there's so many things in the market that have been monkey hammered lately. If you haven't hit like already, you probably should by now. It definitely has gotten monkey hammered, and the strategy does work, 35%. It's not a huge gain, but still, there's nothing wrong with 35% gain. But right now, this is a solid exit signal. I would not be in NVIDIA today. Let's take a look at Costco. I have to go to Costco tonight, and like I need, let me tell y'all a Costco story real quick. I went to Costco with my family, which is a terrible idea. And we went to get paper towels, right? And of course the paper towels come in a roll of 1,000. So, you know, it's like $35 for like 63 million paper sheets. And by the time we left, it cost me $353 for paper towels because my family bought everything they possibly could in the store. So yeah, if Costco were going up, it would be because of me, but it ain't, it's going down. 55% though on the back test. That's a strong back test. 55% return on that one. But not right now. Not right now at all. Especially with retail taking all the hits. Let's see who else we got on here. Laura Byron says, thanks. You're welcome. Birdie. A-B-N-B. A-B-N-B. Did I get that right? Yeah. All right. So check it out. Negative 20% for the stock. Negative 29% on the strategy. It's not a good one here. Not one that looks very tradable from the long side, Birdie. Sorry about that. DK, IPI. Intrepid Potash. Wow, look at that. Just spike and then right back down. So this can happen with backtesting data, right? Where it takes into account these giant moves And then it says, hey, you know what? This could happen again. And in theory, it totally could. But I don't always put a lot of weight into that. But I do put a lot into weight in the math returns down here. In fact, we can look at it a little bit further. Following the 10-day and the last 1,000 candles resulted in 95 positions. So that is statistically significant. Only a 34% win rate. But when this happens, only a 34% win rate, the average win is 12%. The average loss, 3%. So your average wins, when this works historically, are four times as big as the average losses. That's how this system works. This is called trend following. I'd highly, highly, highly recommend you guys Googling trend following. JM wants to look at Kroger. Kroger was one of those stocks last year that I could not make money on. I tried and tried and tried. I just could not do it. 5% on Kroger. Not a huge winner. The stock, though, is up nearly 100%. So the 10-day, which is clearly, I can tell you from my own personal experience, was not the way to trade it. Jay says, thanks. He wants to look at Tesla. Ooh, I'm looking at Teslas this week. Looking at my... They finally released. If you guys have been following me for a while, I've been talking about this for a while. I've been wanting the Model Y with the 4680 battery cells since they announced it, which I feel was a good year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. And they're finally now producing those at the Giga Austin plant. And last I heard, they're only selling them to employees, but the regular people like us are going to get them soon. So that means I'm finally getting my Tesla. Finally. Very excited about that one. All right, Jay, check this out. 845% return. That's so glorious. So glorious. But it ain't right now. It ain't right now. And there's a lot of people that use Tesla as their main trading vehicle because they love the moves that it makes. But now is not the time to be trading it. It is very bearish right now. And who knows how low it's going to go. But when it does find a bottom, it could totally look like another monster win. So we'll see with that, Jay. Thanks for that. Aye, aye, Captain. Anything tradable at all? Jamal, listen. Right now, this market is going to take a lot of patience. A lot of people are going to get caught out with their shorts down, unfortunately, because they got used to buying the dips. And as you've seen, right, buying the dips is not working in 2022 because that dip just keeps on dipping. But there will be a bottom at some point. There will be. Let me see. I'm going to go for one more. Who's the last one going to be? Let's see. Is backtesting based on crossover? What this is it's basically one entry and exit signal, just for simplicity's sake for today's episode here. Entry signal, like it says right here on the chart here, entry there when it crosses above the 10-day, and then an exit when it crosses below and closes below the 10-day. So that's a full cycle right there, open to close. So yeah, good question. New trader, what is backtesting? So backtesting is really cool. Backtesting allows us to take the historical data and look over time and repeat the processes and say, okay, if it does this thing, which in this case was following the 10-day exponential moving average, if it crosses over the 10-day, that's our entry signal. In fact, let me go back to this real quick. If it crosses over the 10-day, that would be our entry signal. And if it crosses under, that's our exit signal. And we can see the historical results. So in this case, it had 77 times that this data was tested. Only 34% were winners. But the average win was 19% of those winners. The average loss was only 3%. So what is that? 5-6 times as much on an average win versus the average loss? So that's how, even with a 34% win rate, you can come back really, really strong and have giant returns. Jay says, you rock, Chris. Love your system. Gotta go. Good luck, everybody. And you know what? I gotta be running too. But I said before I go, I would give you a free copy of the Secret Investing Book. And here's where you're gonna do it. Here's where I need you to go to get this. Let me find the link in here real quick. I'll show you real quick. Sorry, I was not ready for this. Go to this link right here, webinar.10minutestocktrader.com. Friday, I'm going to be hosting a live webinar, live web class. This web class, I'm actually going to be going through my entire strategy top to bottom, and I'm calling this web class The 3 Secrets to Wake Up the Millionaire Trading Genius Inside You. And because the best traders in the world trade step-by-step with the plan, I'm going to show you literally exactly the step-by-step plan on how to take the guesswork out of trading. That's what we do. And when you do, go register. You'll see a link right there to get your free copy of the Secret Investing Book. And I'll mail a paperback copy out to you. So hopefully I can see you guys all over there. The link that you need, again, is webinar.10MinuteStockTrader.com. Thank you for coming along today as we talked about everything getting monkey hammered out there. I know it's crazy, but be sure that you are being cautious in this market. Trade smaller, maybe trade a little less often, and hold cash. There's nothing wrong with holding cash until the market gives you more opportunities. Thank you so much again. I hope to see you on Friday over at webinar.10MinuteStockTrader.com. Otherwise, be safe out there. We'll talk soon.
Hey, don't forget, before you head out, head to secretinvestingbook.com right now to get your free copy of the Secret Investing Book. This is how to finally get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. And it has 13 of the secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. And I want to send this to you for free today. Just help me by covering shipping. And the way you can do that is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com. And I'll ship this out for you right away. Thanks so much. I'll see you there.